Hello and welcome. This is Panorama on Punch Newspapers, where we get you and I talking. I am Oladunni Afolabi. On Panorama today, we take a look at the topic, Exit Plans in Marriage, How Necessary. So a few days ago, Moraya Afolabi Brown, a popular media personality, spoke in a post put out via Instagram handle on Thursday night, November 10th, 2022. Although Moraya didn't give context or comment, Brown said no marriage is worth suffering high blood pressure over. This thing called marriage, she says, some women need a long-term exit plan. You've got to know when to move. No man is worth a high BP. It's not easy, but possible, she wrote. Now, this sparked diverse reactions as certain people felt it was sheer feminism. Some people felt you can't be in a marriage because you want to leave. Now, some people criticize that, but anyone who looks back at the story of Osinachi, a popular musician, will say if she did have an exit plan, maybe she'll be alive today. Her husband won't be in prison and her children will probably have parents to see, even if they're not together. But that's on another side. However, despite the diverse reactions she got, there was a coach or a response by JMJ19, which was a balanced perspective to a post. It said, people are misinterpreting her. I think as a woman, even in marriage, have a life. Don't lose yourself. In essence, have your own money, should in case anything happen. Because most women are left shattered and left with nothing. Because the said husband is their life insurance. Now, this appeared like a balanced perspective was the reason we shared it. But today, our focus is not on Moraya or the individuals here. Our focus is on the topic exit plan. So the question is, what exactly is exit plan? According to freedictionary.com, exit plan, also referred as exit strategy, is described as a method or plan for extricating oneself from an undesirable situation. Don't forget the word extricate can also be synonymous to freedom. So being free from a relationship or an issue, maybe debt or anything that makes you uncomfortable. Now, don't forget that every individual desires a healthy, passionate relationship because connection and emotions is part of human experience. According to Maslow hierarchy of needs, it said to us that though there are five human needs, but it's important that beyond the physiological needs, everybody desires love and a sense of belonging. Connection, according to human science, is one of the 10 gifts of life. The gifts that give our life's purpose and meaning. And it drives every decision we make. So connection is vital to life. So when individuals lack it, or when they find out that it's not existing in their relationship, they believe that environment becomes toxic. Some can't even wait to make a plan before they take off, you know, because they believe in that, you know, and I can't soar, I can be absolutely anything. Don't forget that, how do you know that a marriage is falling apart? Individuals who've been through divorces and separation will say to you that in that, you know, you feel a huge sense of emotional upheaval that comes with toxicity and discomfort. There will come a day when you think it's best to simply walk out the door with a suitcase in hand and little money in your pocket because you just don't have any other option. But experts in marriage counseling will say to you, don't do that. I had to speak to a divorce lawyer on this desk who's worked in New Jersey and also in Nigeria, and he said to me, a lot of people who embark on marriage, separation or dissolution don't have exit plans. It is important that before you leave your spouse, you must have steps to leaving that spouse. One, consult with a lawyer because the law guiding divorce is not based on emotions or how you feel. It's based on evidence. This is what happened and this is the reason I can't be there any longer. Like they use in the law or in the courtrooms or in matrimonial cases, that the marriage has broken down irretrievably and you must give facts to that, not just emotions. Secondly, it says you must prepare yourself financially because you will need money to start a new life and settle yourself. You don't want to be a liability to some other person who's supporting you through the process. Thirdly, you need to consider all your housing options. Oftentimes, says the lawyer, is that you tend to walk out the door without any plan of where to lay your head. And some people, if they're not careful, may be sleeping on the streets. Give an example of someone this happened to, who is a part of a big family in Lagos. He took a while for family to help him get another house to live. Number four, he says, think about your children if the separation involves them, because they matter here. And five, gather important documents. And six, find emotional support. Now, it's interesting to know that research has shown, or experts in marriage, like the marriage.com, will say to you that sometimes as you make your exit plans, you just never know. Maybe making those exit plans will help you find and manage the reality of your union, and maybe your marriage may just return to normal. You may begin to experience things you wanted, like trust, effective communication, patience and forgiveness, intimacy, selflessness, and respect. Maybe at the end of the day, you won't need to be exiting anymore. And what you may need will be a sustainable plan to keep you in that marriage for a longer period of time, or maybe forever. Now we come to the end of this discussion. Do share your thoughts with us. If you know anyone who walked out their marriages without an exit plan, how are they faring now? And should you know anyone who did the opposite and had a proper plan, how do they fare? We'd like to hear from you. Thank you very much for listening. I'm Oladwunmi Afolabi. Enjoy.